The Lord be with you. Our chapel speaker today is Rachel Hoverstead. She is a senior psychology major with a biomedical studies concentration. She's from Waseca, Minnesota. For our prayer this morning, I like to think of different ways that we can pray. And one of the ways that I find helpful sometimes is to pick a hymn and to use the words of the hymn as our inspiration for a prayer. So we'll use the words for our first hymn as the inspiration for this morning's prayer. Let us pray. Take our lives, O God, that we might be consecrated, made holy, made whole. Take every moment and every day that we might flow in ceaseless praise, for in you we find our strength and our hope. Amen.
Good morning. A reading from the book of Matthew. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And he said to them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Decisions are really hard. We all have issues in making them every day. Whether it is something as simple as picking out your calf lunch or deciding how you will spend your summer. This particular decision can be extremely hard because we really only get 3 summers throughout our time here. We can feel pressured to do something miraculous, something unique, something prestigious. Sometimes we have a lot of ideas and don't know which route to go. I was very fortunate and knew exactly what I wanted to do the summer after my sophomore year. I wanted to work at a camp. I wanted to go somewhere that I'd never been, and I knew I wanted a camp for kids with specialty healthcare needs. After a lot of Googling, I found Camp Burnt Gin and was led to South Carolina. I was so excited to get to camp that summer. I got off the plane, met a camp director, and began the 4-hour drive through the state to the middle of nowhere. As with most camps, we had an intense schedule of training that first week. HIPAA, various medical conditions, and camp traditions filled our time. I loved the opportunity to bond with my fellow counselors, but something was missing. I just could not wait for my campers to arrive. Once that occurred, the entire place came alive. The hours were long, and it was hot. Our job required constant energy from 7 a.m. bugle call to the end of the nightly staff meeting around 11 p.m. Days were filled with typical camp games, swimming, canoeing, and everything that makes camp so exciting. However, this camp was unique in the amount of care each counselor was expected to give. We were responsible for providing all aspects of personal care to our campers and adapting all activities to meet the needs of any camper that we worked with. This ranged from helping campers transfer out of their wheelchairs for swimming to showering, eating, and using the bathroom. The work was tiring, emotionally, physically, and mentally draining. Oftentimes, it was not the most glamorous of jobs, but every day I felt extremely energized. I woke up excited for the day's activities and thankful for all the fun that I was about to have. Camp Burnt Gin is an extremely special and unique place. Each day, I didn't care that camp would provide me with many lessons and stories that would greatly impact my future goals in volunteer work and careers. Instead, throughout the summer, all I cared about was that I was in the exact place that I needed to be. I knew that God was placing campers in my path who I needed and who in turn needed me. When I share my stories from camp, it is oftentimes met with responses such as, "I could never do that," or, "That's not how I want to spend my summer. But good for you." I feel the same way a lot of times when I pass Regents Math Building or hear of various summer Curie positions in chemistry or physics. Kudos to you who do those. I'm guessing, though, that you all have similar places or topics that induce this kind of fear and astonishment. There are so many incredible things that our peers are doing with their times, and it can be overwhelming. For me, though, I knew that I'd be good at my job at CBG. But in no way did I come unprepared for that summer of service. I was raised in a family with 2 of the most generous parents. My dad never fails to show how much he cares about me, And my mom invested her entire nursing career into making others comfortable. My aunt devoted her career to teaching adaptive gym classes and even let me come and work in her classrooms. My brother, my friends, the rest of my extended family, and this St. Olaf community provided so many strong examples of generosity and love that I only had to take it a step further and find out which ways I wanted to love others. We are called as Christians to serve. And as Matthew stated, our greatest commandment is to love God and to love people. That's it. I think that oftentimes we hear this and we say, well, I love God and I love people, so I'm doing pretty awesome. But sometimes it may take more than just saying we love others. I think it's extremely important to reflect on who we are and find the ways that we truly flourish in serving others. While I knew that I had the skill sets required for that summer of service, I also had the desire required to make it truly special and unique to me. It took self-awareness that we all need to develop to decide that I could serve in this way. It is so easy for us to find the places in our lives that are daunting. We can easily say, yeah, I know I'm not good at that, or this is definitely not something that I can do. But luckily for us, we have the potential to grow, and service and loving are both things that we were made to do. Better yet, they are things that we can develop. As Pastor Matt stated, I'm a psychology major, so I spend a lot of time in class discussing the ways that people can best utilize their personality and their strengths. Researcher Carol Dweck shares the importance of mindset in achieving at optimal levels. She distinguishes between growth and fixed mindsets. A fixed mindset is characterized by believing that you have a certain set of skills and talents. Individuals with this mindset are less likely to seek out challenging opportunities and feel more anxiety or fear of potential setbacks. Growth mindsets, on the other hand, are characterized by the belief that the potential to change and grow and develop. People with this type of mindset are more likely to seek out challenges at an optimal level and ask for help along the way. I encourage us all to reflect on how we love others and try to use a growth mindset in the many different facets of life. While it is probably easier to apply a growth mindset to academics, sports, or extracurriculars, it can be extremely beneficial in other aspects of our lives as well. God gave us just what we need to serve and love others in the most unique way that we can. Think about how much we have already learned about serving others throughout our lives. A really concrete way to think about this is through our progression as friends. Think back to junior high or middle school. How were you a friend then? And how are you a friend now? I would guess that they're pretty different. Throughout the years, we have learned how to be good friends. We've learned how to listen to people, how to make them feel good, and how to be more genuine. This is one way that we have already learned service. I hope that we can all take the time to continue learning about the talents, gifts, and desires that God made us with, and that we can use these gifts to love people in a way that allows energy and joy to shine through. I was lucky to have that experience at camp, and now I recognize how I love and serve others, with a lot of energy and a lot of fun. This is something, though, that I could not do alone. God placed people in my life, and knowing him led me to understand where he wanted me to go. Isaiah 58:11 says that God will guide you always. If we lean toward God and take time to invite him into our lives, he will help guide us through our journeys and teach us how to love. Now I ask that you all will bow your heads and pray with me. Lord, thank you for sending your son to earth as an example of love and grace. Help us to understand how much and how deeply you love us so that we can share this love with others every day in our interactions. Lord, help us to find the way that we can love others with the joy and the energy that you give us through your presence in our hearts and the unique gifts you gave each and every one of us. Amen.
May our God of grace and hope and love bless you this day and always. Amen.